Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And today, I want to talk to you about something that I was having breakfast with my mom this morning, and this idea came across my mind, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to talk to my ladies about it. And I needed to share it with you because it was something profound, and it made me realize what was happening in my life years ago. You see, what happened is that a few years ago, I was going through a very difficult time in my life. I was having a breakup, the breakup that almost cost me my entire life. And it made me question myself, and it was the most painful experience I've ever had in my life. It brought me to the lowest point in my experience as a human being since I was born. And it caused so much depression, so much anxiety, so much doubt in myself that I started to contemplate suicide. And I started to question even the worthiness of my own life. Like, what is it for? I mean, I just start to think, why am I going through all of this pain? What for? And is there anything in life, back then, these were my questions. Is there anything in this life that is worth me fighting for it and enduring and going through the pain that I was going through back then? And I'm telling you, it's not a very good place to be. And if you are going through this time, I just want you to know that you're not alone. And I also want you to know that that's not true, that your life is worth so much more than you think, and that your life really matters, not only for the people surrounding you directly, meaning like your family members or your friends or your colleagues, acquaintances, but it is important for everybody on this planet. And now I can see it more than any time in my life before that we are here for a reason, and that pain could be the door or the gate through which you realize how important your life is and how worthy you are to be here and now, and how much responsibility every single one of us have in terms of what it's like to take responsibility of one's life and to give other people an example, a great example of what it looks like when you embrace your wounds, you embrace your struggles, and you overcome them and you come the other side victorious. And that's the main reason why I started this podcast. It's the main reason why I want to help as many women as I possibly can who are going through this pain now, right now, because I know how it feels like. I know how the struggle and the pain that you're going through, especially after a breakup, especially after a divorce, it can get you to a point where you question your own life. And I know that's a painful place to be. It's a lonely place to be, especially if you don't have someone to talk to, if you don't have someone that can get you, that understands what you're going through, then it's even more difficult. And that's why I'm here. And that's also why I created a private Facebook community where I get to support beautiful women like yourself who are going through this tough time, and they get to support each other. We hold each other's hands and we do our best to get to the other side of this pain, just a place of joy, of peace, and of appreciation, and realizing that pain, just like I said a minute ago, it could be the biggest gateway for you to realize the how blessed you are to be here and to allow you to give you the chance to start living your life the way you really wanted it. So many people try to run away from pain, but to me, pain has been the catalyst. It has been the reason, the biggest reason why I'm living a great, a beautiful life that I'm having right now. Does that mean that my life is perfect? By no means it is perfect. I don't expect it to be perfect. I don't want it to be perfect. I am just joyful and at peace and appreciative where I am. And I know that the next step is coming. I know the next step's coming. And I know the next step's coming. And all I care about is where I am right now. Just having a sense of direction to which I'm heading, but then allow everything else to fall in place as I'm moving ahead. And therefore, today I just want to talk to you about like how that life is much bigger than a breakup. Life is so much bigger than a breakup. And when I think about that right now, and going back to the beginning of the episode, I told you that I thought about this when I was having a breakfast with my mom this morning, and I was just enjoying my cinnamon. A friend of mine just made, actually, she's a beginner. She doesn't bake much, but she made some cinnamon, and it turned out to be fantastic. They're delicious. Seriously. And I don't like to eat so many, like too many sweets in the morning, but I thought, why not? Because she made them and I love her. And so I had one of them in the morning with my cup of tea. And I was just there enjoying the taste of the cinnamon. And it was just a bless. Every bite of it was a bless. It was so delicious and so yummy that I thought to myself, whoa. Like, how come that back then, years ago, when I was going through that tough time, that pain I did not experience, I did not taste this deliciousness and the sweetness of things, of food, of experiences, and of people around me. I was so locked and imprisoned in my pain and the experience of the breakup, the pain, the struggle, the depression, the anxiety, worrying about what happened in the past, blaming myself, feeling guilty, having so much worry and fear about the future and what's going to happen to me in the years and the months to come. I was so tunnel vision. I was so blinded by so many of the beauties that were surrounding me everywhere I go, and the great people that were there for me again everywhere I go. And I was not able to see all of that because I was just so focused and so emotionally investing myself in the pain that I was going through. And it made me think that my life was over and that any possibility for a great thing to happen to me was over. I questioned myself. I thought, well, nobody wants to be with me anymore. And I thought that it was going to be permanent. I thought that I'm going to spend the rest of my life depressed, anxious, and not knowing what it really feels to be joyful and to be at peace and to have appreciation where you are. I did not think back then that it's possible. This whole idea of thinking that where you are is permanent, the pain is permanent, and that your whole life is going to be just like that one painful day, and that your whole life is going to just continue to be a cycle of pain, of struggle, of people leaving you, and of you questioning yourself and questioning your own self-worth. And that all happened because I did not allow myself to expand beyond the boundaries of the experience that I was going through. I was just locking myself in my one bedroom apartment that I that I was renting in Kyiv, Ukraine. I was doing my post master's internship, and I was just there by myself all the time. And where I went to work again, I was just like looking at my laptop, pretending that everything's okay, putting a fake smile on my face, and hoping that nobody would notice anything, and would start asking me questions to which I had absolutely no answer. So I was doing my best to just hide my pain and to pretend that everything is okay in my life. I was just devastated. I was dying inside, but I just hoped that nobody would notice because I did not want to have the conversation. I did not want to admit that I was going through so much pain and that I did not even know what to do about it. And that sense of like that isolation. So here we go, like the mix of isolation, thinking that my pain and my problem were going to like were permanent, I'm going to have them and live with them forever, and that it's not going to get better, and not allowing myself to experience the beauties of life that has always surrounded me. I was just so focused on pain. And all of this, what it does is that it creates this illusion that life is just about that one experience. And I'm here to tell you, no, life is not just about that one experience. Life is so much bigger. Life is so much more. There's so many beautiful places to go. There are so many amazing and life-changing experiences to go through. There's so many beautiful people who are willing to support you, to help you, to stand by your side, and to tell you, hey, there is a much better life on the other side of the shore. All you need to do is just take one step at a time and to cross the river. And then once you get to the other side, life is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. I did not have any of that. And I'm here, and that's why I'm here. I want you to know this. I want you to know that life is so much bigger than your breakup. So please do not allow the experience that you're going through, do not allow the experience that you're going through to define you, to define your future, to define what's going to happen in the rest of your life. I want you to show up for yourself and to take responsibility and to realize that the pain you're going through is okay. Don't fight it. Don't try to push against it. Embrace it, accept it, live it to the fullest, but then remember that life is so much more. It's so much bigger. So every single day, try to expand the boundaries of your experience of where you are, where you're standing, and of how you feel about yourself and about life in general. And just like I mentioned again before, this is the main reason why I created a private Facebook community. And you can go and join this community by going to the link that you find in the description of this episode. This is a place where I show live every day. I share with you the tactics, the strategies, the philosophies, the ideas, like, and everything I did to go from being severely depressed and even suicidal to where I am today, living life with so much appreciation, so much joy, and so much peace. Every single moment carries new possibilities for you. And you only need to do two things to be there. Take responsibility of what happens in your life and know that your life is so much bigger than one experience. It's so much bigger than one person. And it's so much bigger than one emotion. A breakup, your ex, and pain are not going to define who you are and what you're going to do for the rest of your life. So please take a moment, go to the link that you find in the description of this episode, and join our private Facebook community. This is a place where you can find so much clarity, so much support to remember that you are not in this alone and that you don't have to go through this alone. There's a much better place to be, and there is a way out of the pain that you're struggling with right now. Take care of yourself and take a moment to go to the private Facebook community by going to the link that you find in the description of this episode. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.